The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, October 26, 2022. Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez is participating in the meeting of foreign ministers of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, in Argentina this Wednesday. Upon announcing on his Twitter account about his presence in this meeting on Tuesday, the head of Cuban diplomacy said that he would ratify his country's commitment to unity in diversity in the face of the common challenges in the region. He also noted that this is an opportunity to discuss issues of regional interest and continue strengthening this mechanism for political coordination and integration. The ministers of the 32nd CELAC country are meeting at the San Martin Palace in Buenos Aires, Argentina, to discuss 15 action lines, including economic recovery after the COVID-19 pandemic, health strategy, fight against corruption, and food security. They will also talk about collaboration with extra-regional partners, infrastructure integration, environmental cooperation, and improving the situation and conditions of women in the member countries. The meeting aims to renew the strategic partnership based on historical, cultural, and human ties, and strengthen ties so the relations can reach their full potential. Argentina holds the pro tempore presidency of CELAC in 2022. Digital media reproduced an open letter addressed to the Speaker of the House of Representatives of the U.S. Congress, Nancy Pelosi, in which they asked to forge a new path in relations with Cuba. The constituents of the powerful Nancy Pelosi have expressed their will. "Let Cuba live," stated the letter published by Diario Latinoamericano and signed, among others, by activist, writer, and professor Angela Davis, and also by Shaman Walton, president of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Originally published in the San Francisco Examiner newspaper, the text was sent to the California Democrat, who is running for re-election in the number 8 elections as a concern of voters and people in San Francisco Bay Area who want a change in policy towards Cuba. It also encloses an urgent call on Pelosi to use her powers, given her status as a national leader, to urge President Joe Biden to reverse the 243 coercive measures that his predecessor, Donald Trump, added to the long-standing blockade list imposed by the United States on Cuba. The letter likewise denounced that Biden maintains Trump's policy almost in its integrity, even during COVID-19 pandemic that ravaged the world. The letter called that in recent weeks, people living in San Francisco Bay Area and throughout the United States donated 6 million syringes to support COVID-19 vaccination on the island, which achieved vaccines developed by its own biotech industry. The Secretary General of the Communist Party of Bolivia, Ignacio Román Mendoza, assured that the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the United States against Cuba will be a central theme in an important political party meeting in Havana. "The issue of these coercive measures must be on the agenda of the 12th International Meeting of Communist and Workers' Parties to be held in Havana from October 27 to 29, said the leader in an interview to Prensa Latina. He added that this criterion is not only based on Cuba's proposal, which has already taken this issue to the United Nations General Assembly on countless occasions where it has a huge majority support. Mendoza recalled that these resolutions of the international organization were not complied with by the different U.S. governments, but, in his opinion, the fundamental thing is the mobilization inside and outside the United States to reverse this policy of interference and violation of international law. And in the international agenda, we have that Former Brazilian president and candidate Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva promised that people in need would be a priority in his new government if he wins the October 30 runoff vote in Brazil. The statement was pronounced after speaking in Sao Paulo in the so-called Act in Defense of Democracy, which lasted until early Tuesday. Organized by progressive lawyers group known as Prerogatives, the event was part of the election campaign by the Workers' Party, PT, candidate and former minister Fernando Haddad. He regretted the speech by far-right leader Jair Bolsonaro, who is seeking re-election for the Liberal Party, disregarding about the scandal of the Venezuelan girls. On Friday, in a conversation with internet content producers on audio, Bolsonaro alluded to the arrival of Venezuelans to Brazil and narrated an encounter with girls aged 14 and 15 during a motorcycle ride in the outskirts of Brasilia. Meanwhile, job insecurity is increasing in Uruguay, according to a study by the Cuesta Duarte Institute, an organization responsible for PIT-CNT trade union research and training. It is the conclusion of the research. How much do Uruguayan workers earn? Labor income levels and submerged wages. An analysis of the continuous household survey for the first half of 2022. The analysis shows that the Uruguayan labor market continues to exhibit problems with the quality of employment, the report points out. It added to a high number of employed persons who work in conditions of informality, underemployment, and other forms of job insecurity. The Institute stated that insufficient income affects a significant proportion of the total number of workers. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.